Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got kids, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a Crowd podcast. Yes, everyone. Welcome to Beef's Golf Club. I'm here in South Africa. It's really fucking hot. And I'm joined by producer Ryan. How's it going, mate?
Beef, I am all good, thank you, mate. But no one is bothered about how I'm doing. What I want to know is, how are you doing? Because it finally happened, the long-awaited return. You made your comeback. How was it?
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. It was just great catching up with everyone, working with Jamie again on the swing and just getting back into, well, basically working.
Yeah, you've had just a lot of time off work recently.
Yeah, I've basically just bunked off for 2 years.
I mean, talk us through it, mate. So, obviously, you shot +5 on the Thursday and then -4 on the Friday, narrowly missing the cut. But how do you reflect on the first weekend and getting back?
Yeah, do you know what? I played really horrible on Thursday. Everything was just off. Everything was off. It wasn't very good. Not much good to talk about on Thursday. But like I said, my swing and everything felt good. But I said, once you get a card in your hand, it's a completely different game. And I said that on the last episode. And you never know really what it's going to be like till you get on the tee and get going in tournaments. So it was a bit of a struggle. But, you know, I reacted well and responded. And, yeah, coming, I thought I probably needed to shoot 6 under to make the cut. That was my target. Even though it ended up I needed to shoot 5, which was close. But I needed to hit a few better shots into a few greens, give myself a few more chances to get to like 5 or 6. But it was close. But coming back and shooting 4 under is, I know missing by ones always feels worse, but I'd rather miss by one than miss by 5, 6, 7.
Absolutely. I mean, can you, if you had to put your finger on what it was on that first day, I know you said when you get the card in your hand, it's a totally different ball game to just practice, but what do you think went wrong on the first day? Because then obviously day two, you stormed it. So what would you say it was?
I just, a bit nervous, and then I just hit a few poor shots. I struggled with distance, so it was usually there, it's sort of 30 degrees and high altitude. The ball goes miles. It was cold and windy, and I just struggled with distance. What to hit, how far the ball was going. So I hit a couple of decent shots that ended up right at the front of the green and left me chipping. So, yeah, I was a long way out, so 15, 20 yards out a couple of times. But I've hit the shot straight down the flag. Perfect hot conditions, you know, and or if I judged it better, I'd taken another club, there would have been birdie putts, and everything was just a bit out. And that's the thing with tournament golf, you don't have to be too far out to shoot 5 over or to the next day shoot 4 under. I mean, it's like any sport, anything, it's like such fine margins on shooting them scores. It's tight, man.
We spoke last week about how it would be on that first tee. Can you talk us through that first tee shot and how it felt stepping up? Were the nerves absolutely massive?
Yeah, quite big. It's like, yeah, a long time back, there was nerves. I was a bit nervous over the week how my hand was going to react in some sense, even though it felt great. There's still sort of that niggly bit in the back of my head. Is it going to be sore the next day and stuff? That was fine. But yeah, first tee's normal nerves, normal. You always get nervous on that first tee and stuff, every tournament you do, every round, it's normal until you kind of settle in on a hole or two.
You didn't hit the shank gongo on that first tee, no? Fairway?
Like I said, luckily it was driver, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard to shank a driver, so it was good. Did I hit the fairway? No, I missed the fairway left.
That's all right.
It was all right. It's more the shit third shot that was the problem on that hole.
What happened on the third?
Just I thinned the wedge a little bit.
Oh, mate.
Left myself really long putt and then three putted. So it was a horrible six, to be honest.
That's quite a horrible start to the whole round then.
Yeah, it was. It don't make you feel any more comfortable going into the next hole.
Yeah. Was there any shank gongs, proper shank gongs throughout the whole day?
No shank gongs. No, the gong did not go off last week. I didn't hit one.
That's good.
I didn't see one. When I do see one, or if I hit one, it will be announced. I might just wheel a big gong into the lounge and just smash it.
Yeah. Well, we've still got social media manager Archie's little tiny gong from Beefstock knocking around somewhere. We should have sent that out with you just to pop in your bag.
Yeah, it's quite a good travel gong. It's a travel gong.
A travel shank gong. That's something that everyone should have in their bag. That can be another piece of merch that we look into in the future, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're going on lad's holiday or whatever, or you're going on golfing holiday, take the travel gong.
Like a travel board game, but you have your travel shank gong. That's great. How was the thumb after two rounds?
Yeah, good. It was fine. And then I went up to the golf course Saturday and Sunday and practiced as well, because I wanted to kind of recreate the 4 days as well to get through as well. So I practiced Saturday and Sunday as well. I've practiced here Monday today. So yeah, it's good, man.
Nice. I have got lots of listener questions to put your way. But first, I had to mention this to everyone because I found it very funny. We asked you to send a picture of you in action to post on the Beefs Golf Club socials, thinking you'd send something like you on the first tee or with your bag or something like that. And the only image you sent us from South Africa, your comeback, was a picture of you on the floor next to a green slide that looks like it was a kid's playground. Can you talk me through that?
When I practice, I get in the zone, mate. The phone goes away. I don't have my phone. Every time I walked out of the golf course and got shuttled back to the hotel, I went, oh, no, photo again. I even asked my coach, I asked Jamie, I was like, have you got any photos? And he was like, I haven't taken any, because we're just in the zone. So the only literally picture I had is there was a little playground by the hotel that I took Harley to, and she wanted me to go down the slide. Funny enough, it was a fast slide, and I ended up on my ass at the bottom of the slide, and that was the ending of the slide. And that's the only picture I had. But I was trying to express that was the same happiness as getting back to tournament golf and playing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my theory behind it. Whether you got that, I'm not sure.
Well, I enjoyed it nevertheless. I sort of, you know, I was worried that you might potentially be risking injury going down a fast slide on a kid's playground, you know, on the weekend back. That'd be a real bad way to, you know, twist your arm or hurt the thumb again. But it looks like you were having fun. That's the main thing.
100%. Yeah. And it's not the only time I went down a slide either. I went a few times.
Yeah, well, maybe when John's back, we can look at designing a playground for Beefs Golf Club, because we definitely don't have one of those. And I didn't realise you were so into slides. I do, however, have some questions from our listeners to put your way, Beef, so I'll fire these off at you. This is from Mark McGuigan. Says, how well did Beef play versus his hopes and expectations before the event? And how does he now feel about 2024?
Well, I had no real kind of expectations. As I said, like, I always felt and believed I could go and compete. It didn't quite work out that way. But I did a lot of good things as well, and like working with coach and stuff, and with Jamie, over a course of a season, yeah, there's going to be some good patches in it, and I just got to keep working away. So I feel good about 2024, man.
Excellent. Laura Jones asks, what was your favourite moment from the whole comeback weekend?
Oh, good question. We had a cracking dinner at this steak place.
Of course it's food related. Talk us through it.
It was a restaurant called Marble that we'd been told to go and check out phenomenal steaks, phenomenal food, all fire cooking. It was amazing. That was a highlight. I mean, the other highlight, obviously, getting back and playing in tournaments. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. It was such a good week. And just the whole week, was great.
Was there a particular shot on that Friday that you thought, oh, yeah, here we go?
I hit a couple tee shots early on that were way better than Thursday, where I made a couple of birdies in a row, which were, yeah, really good. And I've been working a lot on my short game. I hit a couple bunker shots that were really good as well. There was a few good shots, and I was really, really happy with the changes I've made with the putter. So I've done a lot of practice with like short game, and I'm being kind of wary of how many golf balls I hit. So a lot more short game, which I probably needed to do anyway. And that's really starting to, I can see how that's going to develop over the course of a season. And if I keep working hard like I'm doing and stuff, I think it's going to be great. So there was loads of good moments, but maybe it's a toss up between a bunker shot or a stake. I'm not really sure.
That feels like a very you conundrum, doesn't it? To work out which one you'd have to choose from.
I'm sorry, Laura, if that's a really shit answer. I'm sorry.
That's quite interesting, though. You say about your changes you made to your putting. Can you give us a brief overview of what that is exactly? What have you done?
Yeah, just mostly setup and the length of putter. So more rhythm in the putting stroke.
Have you been putting to a biscuit?
Sometimes. The thing is, if I was putting to a biscuit, I should be fat, a lot bigger, hopefully, because you're putting it and you're hitting the biscuit. That's the idea. And then you get a little treat. Maybe I need, something healthy. They do a lot of lychees down here.
Putt to a lychee doesn't quite sound the same as putt to a biscuit.
You could putt to some biltong down here.
Yeah.
Putt to... Oh, God, I'm out already.
Putt to a biltong. There you go.
Putt to a biltong,
Robert Court says... Two giants of the game came back at the weekend, Beef and Tiger. Sort of was lost on me that you came back on the same weekend as Tiger made his comeback as well. Do you consider yours more successful than his, results-wise? Well, that's a question, isn't it?
Oh.
For context, Tiger finished even par and came 18th out of 20 at the Hero World Challenge. So, very different ball game.
Yeah, his was no cut event. He got to play the four rounds, which was great. Firstly, it's great to see him back, and I hope he plays. They're talking about him playing once a month, which would be amazing. Love to see him play. And like, I saw some of his golf and how he was hitting it and stuff. And I know I've had this chat with John in the past, and he doesn't think he can win again. And I still think he can. If he's fit to play, he's playing to win.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting. And I'm so happy that he's back. And hopefully he can have a good few years sort of injury-free, and we see what he can do.
Absolutely. Did you watch much of him? Did you watch any highlights from the weekend?
Not too much. Just something like, you know, you pass it on socials, or if it's on the telly, pass by and stuff. Saw that, he's hitting the ball. He said he hit the ball quite well, which is good. In terms of a no-cut event, I don't know what he got paid for finishing 18th out of 20th. I'd probably say in terms of financial, his was way more successful. Because it's his own event and he can make the rules up and pay him what he wants. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'd say he's probably the most successful one out of the two.
He might not have had as good a stake as you, though, to celebrate. So who's the real winner?
Hello, members of Beef's Golf Club. I'm going to let you in on a little secret about how I keep up to date with watching the golf while I'm out travelling on tour. I've been using NordVPN, which is an amazing subscription service. It allows you to change your virtual location so you can watch sports events, TV shows and films that aren't available in your region, wherever you are in the world. It's also a golfer's dream, because by switching your virtual location, you can also save money on flights, hotels and subscriptions from other countries. Ideal! Not only that, it also protects your private data like bank details, passwords and online identity while you're traveling. You can also use the NordVPN threat protection feature, which can protect you from viruses and phishing sites. It's super easy to use, and it's the same price as one cup of coffee a month. One coffee! One flat white! To grab a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/BGC. This code will also give you 4 additional months for free on your 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
"Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options."
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Russ Anderson asks Beef, what part of your game felt most rusty after the time away, if any, and welcome back?
Probably my iron play. Didn't hit the ball close enough with the irons. Like I said, even on... Everything was off on Thursday. Can't really judge it. Friday, if I'd hit a few better iron shots, then maybe I would have had a few more chances making birdie.
Nice, nice. Michael Wallace asked Beef, did you see any weird wildlife while you've been out there in South Africa? Good to see you back.
Well, yes, 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 I have, actually. I was going to say, this first week, I saw a warthog.
Oh.
Like a Pumbaa from The Lion King.
I like that you have to explain what a warthog is and reference it to Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah, that's the only form of warthog I know.
To be fair, I went off my kind of experience of seeing it because I looked over and there was this little funny looking thing that looks like a dog, but it's shaped like sort of a rhino. It's a bit weird. And I was like, what the hell is that? And they were like, a warthog. And then someone said Pumbaa, and I went, oh, right, yeah, yeah, I knew what you meant. So I was just copying what someone did to me, basically.
Yeah.
So that.
Was that on the course?
It was run, yeah, it ran across the golf course, ran across one of the holes last week.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, which was cool. You see some, like, I don't know, it's like a South African deer, impala, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too sure. There's a few different types. I never know which one it is. Saw one of them. Then now we got to Leopard Creek. This is where all the deadly shit comes in and all the stuff that can kill you around here.
As if golf's not hard enough.
No joke today, right? So played 9 holes this morning. Two groups behind us. There was all these birds apparently flying around on the 10th, and then this big black mamba dropped out a tree onto the floor.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a snake?
Deadly snake.
I don't even know what a black mamba looks like. I'll have to Google that.
Yeah, so that dropped out a tree. And then we walked down another hole and we walked down like the tee boxes and the caddy walked down the cart path. And then he found this spider, which I've never, ever seen a spider like it before. It was quite big with a black body and all its legs and the rest of it was like an luminous orange. It just looked like it could kill. It looked like it could kill you just from looking at it. It just looked deadly.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I've just Googled a black mamba, and that definitely can kill you. The black mamba is a species of highly venomous snake belonging to the family Elapidae. I'm not sure. I can't say that. very high on the poison scale, Beef. That sounds well dodgy that they're just knocking about.
Mate, this Leopard Creek is amazing. Like, coming back to the golf course, I'd heard a lot about it. They'd made a few changes to the golf course and the practice facilities. It's some of the best practice facilities I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And they've made changes to the golf course. The golf course is just outrageous, and it's on the edge of Kruger National Park.
Yeah.
So after this podcast, I'm going to take my little orange Toyota Cross into the safari park and see if I can find some lions, see if I can see some of the big 5, the elephants, the rhinos. I'm also quite terrified that if they feel threatened by the colour of the car,
Yeah, this doesn't sound like you thought this through. And again, once again, dicing with danger. You know, you've only just come back, Beef, and you're off hunting lions. What's going on?
They'll be, don't worry, they'll be terrified. This is a manual car, and if you see me rev the fuck out of it, they'll be terrified.
I'm like, what's that beast over there? Quick one, why are the practice facilities so good, and what can we take and put in Beef's Golf Club?
Oh, the chipping area is just amazing. It's three kind of proper greens like you'd have on a golf course. Bunkers, you can hit them all over the place. 60, 70, 80 yard shots. You can hit 50 yard bunker shots to different greens. It's just amazing. The range is absolutely perfect. They've got a flatter putting green and then a slopey putting green. And then in St. Andrews, they've got this fun kind of like putting course called the Himalayas. You'll see, which is famous, and they've recreated that here as well. It's not something to like practice your putting, but it's more just to take your family, like a crazy golf and stuff. It's just got everything here. I mean, it's absolutely, this place is amazing.
Sounds like you need to take a notepad out with you and just make notes of all this stuff, because this is stuff we should be copying as well. Like, there's definitely room for a safari park course at Beef's Golf Club to add to the fillet, mince and short rib. Why can't we have a wildlife section? That'd be amazing.
Yeah, we could. We could. I would say we should have a little safari park.
Yeah.
But not with black mambas. Just nice animals. Yeah. Penguins. Penguin park.
Yeah, let's stick to a penguin park, not the black mamba. We might get closed down for health and safety. This is a great question, Beef, from Luke. Who asks, how hard is it if you have a bad round on the first day, knowing you have to shoot low to make the cut? Does that change your approach at all?
Yeah, it can do. I think, like, I made probably one mistake in the second round. We played the golf course backwards, so I teed off 10 first. The actual first, which was our 10th, that sounds really confusing, is par 5.
Right.
And I'd hit it a bit right off the tee, and I was looking, and I kind of went for the more riskiest shot and tried to hit the green in two, knowing that I needed a few birdies coming in, and it was a par 5, and it was a good chance. So I took the risk, hit it in the water, and then I managed to drop and hit a wedge and make a putt for a par. And thinking about it, I probably pushed a bit too hard early.
Mm.
If I just like hit a pitching wedge down there and I would have had that wedge, and maybe I would hit a wedge and made birdie that way. And maybe it's one of them where you look back and you think, oh, I've probably pushed a bit too hard. But sometimes it does force your hand a little bit, because you know you've got to make birdies. And it wasn't the easiest golf course to make birdies on.
And another question from Brian Haining is, what's the main reason you scored better on the second round? Or is there a reason? Or was it just that you're feeling more comfortable? You obviously, you know, you'd played the course the day before.
Yeah, another round on the course. I just played a lot better. Like, usually, five overs really, uncharacteristic. It was just one of them strange days. I just didn't play well at all. Really kind of out of sorts. Just nothing. I didn't do anything good, anything well. I couldn't say I drove the ball really well. My iron's bad. Everything was just sort of below average. Everything was a bit poor. That was it, really.
Fair enough. Aaron Brunt has sent a question here, Beef, and I think he's in danger of losing his BGC membership here. I'll let you judge that. He says, would you have made the cut if you'd have had a chipper in the bag? That feels dangerous from Aaron there.
Cheeky fuck. Funny though, funny.
Yeah, fair play to Aaron.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that. No, you won't be losing your membership, because I think that's a brilliant question. Absolutely done me. No, absolutely not. And even if I thought having a chipper in the bag, I'd have made the cut, I still wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, yeah, principles.
Yeah, no chance, principles, mate.
The Golfing Gooner asked, Beef, everyone always asks what you missed from the tour, but is there any part of returning to competitive golf that you haven't missed?
Oh, sometimes travel can get difficult, being on the road a lot. I would say, that could be the most demanding bit. It's getting from place to place. If you think, like, generally you finish on a Sunday and you've had a long week and all of a sudden you've got to move and get to the next place, either fly or drive, wherever it is. You know, it was a 5-hour drive here on the Monday. So that can get a bit tedious, and sitting on planes, airports for a bit. That's probably the one thing you wouldn't miss. But apart from that, it's great. Everything's good, man.
Fantastic. And a final question here, Beef, from Bill Fleming, who asks, is Beef playing in the Mince Pie Classic at the North Mid on Christmas Eve?
Absolutely not, Bill, because it's Christmas Eve and the greens are going to be, well, the golf, it's going to be freezing.
Yeah.
I'll see him in the bar.
Is the Mince Pie Classic an actual thing at North Mid?
They play like a little fun swindle, yeah, the Mince Pie Classic. I'll just come for the mince pies and a couple of Guinness, I think.
Are the mince pies the prizes?
I actually don't know. I think one of the members brings the mince pies. A bit like the samosas. I think someone brings a load of mince pies and then they just have like a fun little Christmas Eve tournament.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
If you fancy it, Ryan, more than welcome.
I'd be on for taking the Mince Pie Classic at North Mid, but I think you're right. The warm bar and a Guinness afterwards probably sounds more up our street, really, doesn't it? Well, Beef, there's loads of good questions there. I guess, you know, it's brilliant to finally have you back on the course and to be able to ask you all these questions. What's your focus heading into the new year? Are you going to be playing much in the next few weeks as well?
So I'll be playing this week at Leopard Creek and then the next week in Mauritius. Then we have Christmas and I'll be back out in the Middle East in Jan. So it's going to be busy, a lot of tournaments. I'm hoping to play 25-30 tournaments this year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've missed it, and definitely I think having a break and coming back is just to keep learning, keep improving and see where we get to, man. I want to get back to where I was in 16-17.
Well, that'll be brilliant for us to follow your progress. And also, speaking of things we've missed, we obviously missed John at Beef's Golf Club since the summer. He has been on what seems like the most exhausting tour ever, which he must be coming to the end of now. We're going to get him back at some point, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, like I said before, I'm interested to see if he's actually played any golf.
Yeah.
At all. And then once his tour finishes, it's winter. He's going to be coming back, going to the range, thinning them. His hands are going to sting.
That chipper will be all frozen over.
Oh, that chipper is going to have all dust on it. Like it should. Like it should. It should have dust on it. It should be somewhere in his garage, hiding in a little corner there, just collecting dust. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to catch up with John. We'll have him back at some point. And I'm, yeah, looking forward to catching up with him, man. It's been ages.
The clubs pretty much fell into disrepair in his absence as well. There's a hell of a lot of things that need addressing in the new year. So I guess we'll be back at some point and we can carry on where we left off.
Yes, 100%. Well, mate, it's been such a epic year and I can't thank everyone enough for coming on this journey of building Beef's Golf Club. Another series, another episode. I mean, the Ryder Cup was amazing and I hope you all enjoyed it and I can't wait to see you all next year.
We should do another Beefstock next year as well.
Oh, Beefstock was incredible. I'm still really happy. I still look back at that chip off and I'm so grateful that I just about won that, because no joke, that was scary times, man. That was scary. I couldn't lose to that chipper, no way. We'll be doing another Beefstock, 100%. This time bigger, less chippers, more wedges, more fun. Bring it on, man. I can't wait. In the meantime, everyone, have a great Christmas and New Year's, and I'll see you next year. Cheers, guys.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.